this capacity to communicate, to struggle, to be sincere. How you position that, and how you find your faith in those kinds of words, given this whole global mass hysteria of communication that many of us seem to be spoon-fed by. How do you see this? Do you still see a huge force in poetry, in personal communication?
I see art, pretty much all genres of art as a means of changing the world. Really, I do. I've seen it happen. I worked at an art center for 7 years. I see the effect that art has on people and how it can, how it can be a weapon, or it can soothe you, it can be so many things. And for me, I have chosen poetry, or rather poetry has chosen me. The words have chosen me to come through and to communicate. And it's a definite means of, education, enlightenment, progression, movement, beauty, everything. It's been proven that art can raise the level of intelligence in children, and that's why it's so upsetting that many, public school programs in the United States are taking art, out of the curriculum, which is, just an amazing, amazing thing to me. I just can't understand that at all. I'll just continue to do what I do, because that's all I have.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to go out on CKUT 90.3 FM, the People's Power Station, with a second selection. In fact, this is the title track to her 2001 release, Super Sister. Ursula Rucker, very nice interview. She will be in town, as I said, the 21st of February. You're listening to Funky Revolution, CKUT 90.3 FM.
I rose and fell as he called my name. I played his games as he came and came. Then he changed my name, called my blackness untamed. He put me in chains, then he changed my name, then he changed my name. But now I will rewrite history. I see you off in the distance, coming at me like a twister, packing more force than a four-time heavyweight champion. Kinky coil-topped cauldron of pain, passion, and black mama strength, hell-bent on making your mark in this world. Angry ghetto grown whirler girl, twirling your way through the darkest of days and the brightest of nights, trying to fit some love in between. Super sister, super sister, sister, super sister, super sister, sister. Super sister, I see you off in the distance, pistons ablaze as you raise your black misters to be. of the systems and prisons aimed at stifling their visions. Your mission is clear. Fear is not even an option. With your son on that front line, there's no time. Grab your tech nine. Don't give them suckers 1 second to blink. To blink. Super sister. Super sister, sister. Super sister. Super sister, sister. Deconstruct their preconceived misconceptions, blowing their notions right up out the ocean, pathway to your auction. Rape, hate, blame, conversion. I call on all super sisters to emerge from the muck and the mire. Set the brainwashed up masses on fire. I call on all super sisters to enlist her in-house divinity. See, we may plead, but never bargain for the lives of our daughters and sons. There really needs to be just one love. One love, one love. There really ought to be just one love, just one love, just one love, just one love.
Our interview from 2003 with Ursula Rucker, and thought it was appropriate to play with her not only for the release earlier this year of the track Love is Love with C Knowledge, but also because of this track that appeared last year as confinement descended upon us. And many, saw some reflections of the time. This is Ursula Rucker and Daniel Ratuke, or Stay Alive, the main mix, as we continue on Funky Revolutions, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Zones all on our own. vigilant, focused, unfocused if necessary, kind, always necessary, courageous, strong, ever learning, always necessary, ever loving, always necessary. So many steps, so many missteps, so many failures, so many victories. How do we know when to attack, retreat, keep fighting, or acquiesce to defeat? Why? So many prices to pay, so often way too high. Why? Can't we just be? What do we have to do or not do to just feel free? Be free. Balancing everything. Balancing all the things. Will that let our freedoms ring true, loud, free? So many queries. What's fake? What's real? What should we believe? What should we not believe? The answers ain't never clear, ain't never easy. Not necessarily. So, fuck it. Just be good. Do good. Let's go. 'Cause we never know until we know.
Disco mix from a man who started out with King Tubby, among others, as a DJ in his home birth country of Jamaica, before he moved on in the 1970s to Miami, where he would continue producing, DJing, but going from the reggae style to funk to electro to disco in the 80s. King Sporty with Safari and the Lex Disco Mix. Gentleman who had a really interesting career, both as a writer and a performer, co-author of Buffalo Soldier, and would go on to release the album, actually, the song first recorded in 1978 by Marley during the Kaya tour. And it was his version, his co-authorship of the song, that gave him substantial creds. His first track in 1965 was called Ed Sid. He was part of the Clement Dodds tutelage as a producer, sideman at Studio One, recorded with Dodd as well as a DJ and in the Dodds sound system. He moved, as I said, in the 1970s to Miami, where he was producing music. He would meet Betty Wright and would be his her partner in the soul and rhythm marriage until his death in 2015. King Sporty, also known as King Sporty and the Root Rockers and the X-Tracks, we heard, as I said, Safari 10-inch disco mix. Worth checking him out. I've played him before in the past. And it opens up a space for us after some Ursula Rucker music to return to another form of poetry, to toasting, to emceeing. Inspired by our series on tribute to U-Roy, who passed away at the age of 79 back in February, as I had said back then. And I think you can actually listen to last week's show when we replayed that tribute in the second hour. One of my favorite artists in the reggae styles, and certainly one of the top MCs ever who transformed the genre. He would usher in the second generation of DJs in the 1970s with a more sing-along style than the predecessors, not just interjecting, selecting tracks, hyping them up in that kind of evolution from the 1950s through the 1960s. And I just wanted to come back to some of his music. There's so much of it to play, over 30 albums, as I'd said in our tribute to him. But let's go to one of the contemporaries that emerged just after U-Roy really dominated the charts in 1969, 1970, and with whom he collaborated on a couple of tracks we'll hear in a second. This is Big Youth on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Funky Revolutions is Dread in a Babylon.
Right on. Lion in the jungle. Trade in a Babylon, trade in a Babylon, I told you trade
a Babylon. Lion in the jungle, in this a concrete jungle. The lion in the jungle, in this a concrete jungle. And at the trade in a Babylon. Trade in a Babylon. Then at the trade in a Babylon. See the fire to the Pope. At the Pope of Rome. At the Pope fire born. Trade in a Babylon. Then at the trade in a Babylon. That who said you no trade. Babylon. Cause down in the ghetto where we stay, down in the ghetto down say, you don't want to run out of color. I keep trading in Babylon. Not in Babylon, in Babylon, in Babylon, in Babylon, in Babylon, in Babylon, in Babylon.
But I give thanks and praises to the king, and let the king arise and his enemies be scattered, and all of the heat shall flee.
As the smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As the wax melted before the fire, and so shall all weak and conceived and melt in the presence of fire.
You lay down, over your little stay. Each and every day, from along the ways I play in the ghetto.
Cause without love, you just can't go on.
Everything I've got to will be mine to give or to you.
In the game, what we want today, yeah. And love is what we have to get. I beg you, give me love. Come on!
But I hold out of love, but we don't so come on down. I know you're on in the game, now let me tell you this. Mr. Brooks, why do you treat Mrs. Brooks so mean? But you still got to be on scene and be keen in the ghetto.
I see Miss Simmons drive in the ghetto, children crying for hunger, brothers killing brothers day after day.
Yeah, terrible. What a terrible sensation, what a terrible vibration. The whole of the generation gonna feel them vibration. It's the nation gonna feel it, when I feel it, got to feel it, got to feel it.
You got to be careful, I said you got to be careful.
But if you can't be good, so you got to be careful, but you got my chief rule, if you hear me. From Genesis to Revelation, we know Bible, no one's teaching. I need to be a kitchen. Let me tell you,
for the third and fourth generation.
Wow, we're looking over here today.
We get away, we stay.
Each and every reason, say,
all along the way, and as you go, no matter what the world may ever say in the ghetto.
Way down there in the ghetto, let me say, don't you feel down in the ghetto, don't you feel.
We were resilient to everything that came our way and for whatever else will come in our future. Let us celebrate National Indigenous Day.
Hey, je vais te laisser. Je dois recevoir mon vaccin Lac des Îles.
Ton vaccin Lac des Îles?
Ben ouais, tu sais comment j'ai hâte d'organiser mon barbecue au chalet avec toute la famille?
Pas bête, ça. Moi, je vais demander mon vaccin restaurant. Ça me manque les soirées improvisées avec les amis.
Hey, moi, j'y vais. Je pense pas qu'il fonctionne contre les retards, ce vaccin-là.
La vaccination nous rapproche de tous ces moments. Suivez la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prenez rendez-vous à québec.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Perry Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at suwanneeperrypopolo.org.
You're tuned in to the station that matters, the People's Power Station in Mount Real, CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. And as we take in the last half hour to, just reverberate with the great Uroy and his contemporaries like Big Youth, played his tribute to him again last week and just thought we'd come back to these summer vibes. Up before the break, Big U started it off with his Dread in a Babylon, about 1973, and around the same time, featuring Big Youth and Uroy on Battle of the Giants, Part 1. Thought we'd go to a bit more of the Uroy sound, one of our favorites on CKUT, and maybe get a chance also to go back in time to another of the predecessors who evolved in the 1960s, the DJ sound. Initially in the 1950s, they were just basically selector DJs announcing and hyping up the house and the dance hall, playing rhythm and blues, jazz, soul records coming out of the States. And then as it began to evolve, the playing more mento, local music, and became an art form in itself as records themselves featured these DJs hyping up the sound system and producers they were working with, or chanting and eventually over well-known records like Uroy would do with Bob Marley and the Wailers. With a number of big sound systems like King Tubby, Cox and Dodd, producers, but also sound systems. Sometimes they would have two, three, four sound systems playing in any given part of Jamaica or even in any given town, with the DJs trying to become the number one sound for any given producer. Uroy had no problem and was the first to feature three hits in the top 10 in Jamaica at the same time in 1969, 1970. And he would really redefine the style, continuing to sing along over the songs. Thought we'd go then to a few more of his tracks before going back to the sounds, for example, of King Stitt, one of the originators. On CKUT 90.3 FM, Do You Remember?
I really and truly, really love ya. I'm gonna tell you why.
lover, not a ragga lover, not a most karate mon, baby. So baby, come right on there. Get on, sooner on, right on, right on there. Yeah. Get stepping. I said you got to get stepping.
Let love stay, cause love is not a gamble. I can't leave. for someone to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Cause I'm not a little boy. No, 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 little bitty boy.
From the great Uroy. Started off with Do You Remember, taken from Naughty Rebel, the album released in 1976. Went back a ways with Uroy and Tommy McCook and the Supersonics in there with Your Ace from Space. And then just I Can't Love Another from Dread in a Babylon. One of the second or third album that from 1975 released by Uroy, as he hit another kind of level in that time period. We got to explore some of his music in our tribute to him, which we replayed last week. And if you're interested in listening to past shows, not only of Funky Revolutions, but all programming here at CKUT, check out our website at www.ckut.ca. Go to the programming page and you can select a number of about 3 months worth of shows for every program. Encourage you to go and listen to our tribute with which we did with an interview in part with Montreal's own Mossman, longtime collaborator here on Funky Revolutions. Thought we'd go though to a gentleman who appeared, well, first as the Ugly One in the 1950s as a teenager and quickly began to make a space, a place for himself as a DJ. As the music evolved from playing basically R&B, soul, jazz records in the 1950s, using slang and jive to hype up the crowd, interrupt the music, hype up the songs, and get the dances going, to more Jamaican sounds coming out as people like Cox and Dodd began to record music to replace some of the records that were drying up, create a sound of Jamaica's own. And he would continue the Ugly One, otherwise known as King Stit or Stitch, producing his DJ sounds, eventually climbing up or through Dodd's and then King Tubby's sounds, eventually recording songs, records himself from 1969 on. Wanted to get to a couple of his sounds. He, of course, like Uroy, really says that King Manucci was the stellar DJ sound. But he developed a style of his own, and hyping up, working as level 3, then level 2, and then sound 1 for the Dodson, and then King Tubby sounds. We get to hear King Stitt. First of all, his sound, the King Alpha voice, then dance beat, his classic Lee Van Cleef and Fire Corner on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Look how you're beautiful and gold. Now I've got something special on Jamaican gold. And even if you're sad and blue, I've got the right cure for you. This is Fire Corner, compiled by Dr. Buster Dynamite. Lord of mercy, do it to it.
You remember when dance used to keep out the wild man street?
True, true.
And music them days they used to really gone sweet.
But mostly.
You remember Forrester's Hall and Jubilee?
Lord.
Carnival and Chocomo.
See, I'm afraid.
Dance beat, real sweet. Dance beat, real sweet.
Don't! No, not to what the people say. These sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ, I can state. Hopped it from the top to the very last drop.
An original, music from King Stitch, one of the original DJs predating Uroy and emerging in the 1950s, really making a name for himself in the 60s, first records in about 1968. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, just toasting for the summer. My name was Khalid, been a pleasure to be with you again this week. We'll see y'all next time on the Mothership Connection we call Funky Revolutions. This is a wake-up call from the Meditations.
KUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr, and the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ with the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.